This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
BJ and Jamie.
Don't forget, another chance to win tickets coming up with the Slacker Show later on this afternoon. And then we'll have tickets all week long for your chance to win.
I'm proud of you.
Why?
For mentioning him.
What do you mean?
Well, because he's coming up in our brackets and he's going to beat your ass now.
He's tied with me.
And no matter what, you two are both alpha males. And I know it's got to hurt a little bit because he doesn't know anything about basketball.
And he drives a Tesla. Not that I'm angry at
you
Tesla.
I don't go saucy. Out. No, but well, you did it saucy. Like you did it like Foofy.
He thinks he's better than me.
Well,
and he might be to a certain extent. But I have my strong points too.
There are some things.
I take the trash out every Monday. I'm a very responsible person.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Nah, slacker. Yeah, he's got another chance for free tickets this afternoon.
Okay, all right.
Now, am I pronouncing it right? Is it Caesar or Cesar? Chavez. Which one is it?
Cesar Chavez.
Is it Cesar? Is
well,
that right?
Got,
I've
head.
Heard it the other way.
Cesar. This guy that plays on my paintball team, his name is actually, they say it's Cesar.
Cesar.
Yeah, Cesar.
Yeah, I think Cesar is not right.
Yeah.
But it sure looks Caesar to me.
Yeah.
Chavez.
Mr. Chavez is fine.
Chavez. Yeah. Being celebrated around town today. Okay.
How do we celebrate? What do we do?
Don't work.
No, but I mean, like, what are the festivities? Because I think
know.
He was like pro farmer, and he took up for a lot of people that, you know, it was a bad situation. And so I'm like, but how, like, what do we do?
Spadell, can you look into the celebration?
It says do community service.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have done that in my life. Court
well, not,
ordered.
Not that kind.
Court ordered. So if you've done court ordered community service, hey, you should celebrate today.
Okay, right? It's funny that we bring this up because my town, I don't know, in a few weeks,
yeah.
I don't know, like 3 weeks or whatever, they're having a spring cleanup day.
Right.
And I was like, I should help. And then I was like, ooh, it's the weekend.
Well, there was one here in town over the weekend.
Oh, was there?
Yeah,
okay.
It was Colfax Cleanup.
Oh,
did you see that?
No.
Oh, boy,
yeah.
Where did they clean up?
Yeah, they started. From what I understand, they started their first year, and I think this was the fourth year, third year, something like that.
Yeah.
They started with like 10 people.
Oh, okay.
And they broke all records this weekend.
They
with
did?
80 people showed up to clean up Colfax, but it was too much of a job. They only went from one street to another street. They couldn't do all of Colfax. That's a big road, man.
Road.
Yeah.
That is very big.
That's biting off a lot.
Yeah.
I think you should just, you know, maybe pick out like a cul-de-sac or something.
It's the longest road in America.
Yeah. It's a bad job.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Morgan Wallen. Okay. I will say this. Variety Magazine is trying to put a little trying to calm down everybody.
Oh, okay.
They're saying that it wasn't intentional. If you don't know what we're talking about, Morgan Wallen, Saturday Night Live, you know it better than I do, Jamie.
Well, then why didn't he make a statement instead of the statement he made? All right, so Morgan Wallen, as you may or may not know, a long time ago, he was supposed to be on Saturday Night Live, but he was seen out partying without his mask on during COVID. Now we look back and it's ridiculous, right? But yeah. So the protocol for them was a whole COVID thing, and because the day before his appearance, he was seen without a mask on drinking with friends, they kicked him to the curb. And literally said, you cannot show up. He was real mad about that.
Yep.
Well, now he has a new album out, and my guess is his management, his label, has said, you have the opportunity to go on one of the biggest formats to show some of your new songs. You got to go. This is my guess. I don't know anything. I'm just guessing.
I got you.
So he fulfilled his contractual obligation. He went on Saturday Night Live. He sang two songs. And then as soon as Saturday Night Live was over, as you know, the credits roll and they all hug each other. And it's really, you know, like that moment where he whispered in the host's ear like, hey, have a great one. And then he walked off, just left the whole studio.
Yeah.
Didn't even say bye to,
back like it at Kenan Thompson. He didn't wave to any of the cast members. No. He just hugged the host. See ya. Didn't even look back, break stride, nothing.
Walked down the stairs of the front of the stage and just left. And then he posted a picture of him on his private jet, and it said, "I'm ready.
Take me back to God's country."
Yeah.
Mm. Now, everybody reading into this is like that he couldn't stay in New York. He was out of his element, didn't want to be there. People, he didn't like him. I'm getting the hell out of here. That's the way it's been portrayed.
Well, you've been that. You've been like, you know, when you're somewhere fancy, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, get me out when I'm over at the Olive Garden.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fancy place. I go in there.
Dude, I was just there yesterday. Can I tell you something? Were you there? Yeah, and my plate was dirty. I said, like,
what?
My plate is dirty.
No.
Let me get back to Morgan.
Okay, sorry.
You had a dirty plate at Olive Garden.
I did. Okay. She's like, I'm so sorry that happened. Well, I mean, it was relatable to your story.
Saturday Night Live, all right, were they dissed? A lot of people say they are, and that Morgan Wallen is a jerk for doing it, and others are taking Morgan Wallen's side.
$4.99, I got the five cheese ziti to go.
Well,
that's a good deal.
All right, here's what Variety Magazine is saying. So I think when you add it all up, the way he exited the stage, which I've never seen before, and then the post, I think that he was over New York, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which is no big deal. I'd be over New York, too, if I were up there for a week auditioning and or playing with these people. All right, so Morgan Wallen's abrupt SNL exit was an oops moment, not meant as a diss toward the cast, according to Variety Magazine. That was the way that he exited and entered the studio all week long during rehearsal. And so he wasn't even thinking about being on camera. Once they signed off, he strolled off the way he's done it all week long.
They just brought the extra salad without even asking. That never happens.
Oh, my God. Along with the dirty plate, from what I understand. Listen.
Yeah. So what do you think, though? You think what? What's your real thought in your gut?
I've gone back and forth, to be honest. Mm. I've been, when I first saw it, I was on board. Yeah, man, stick it to them. Yeah, New York sucks. You know, I went that direction. And then I thought, well, wait a minute, it could have been something that we're just blowing way out of proportion. Like, who really cares?
I thought of something. What about if it's a PR move? Because it's working.
I mean, that is 100% accurate.
And, like, he's a good old boy, like, you know, he's like...
Well, and he's kind of, I mean, he's the country artist that he's kind of known for just doing what he does and just being unapologetically.
Yeah, I think if he had done that, he'd throw in a chair, though.
But listen, but because he's known to be a drinker.
Yeah.
Everybody here has had cocktails before. So you know how you think in your mind, okay, whatever you do, blah, 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 you got to remember... Maybe he was a little drunky. And he's like, all right, well, I'm out of here.
Or maybe he was sober and was, craving a drink.
Maybe that was.
And it's time to get the hell out of here, man. I got to go have a cocktail.
Yep, maybe that's it.
Maybe that's it. Yep. Who knows? I don't know. I know it's getting a lot of publicity this morning.
It is.
And so I don't know what maybe he was over it. Maybe he was so over that cast.
But some people are really, I mean, not liking this move. They said it showed disrespect.
Well, and you can tell, like, the cast members for me, Kenan and that other girl, they were genuinely shocked.
Like, they looked at each other like, oh, my God.
Because that was live. It wasn't, they were like, taken back by.
Yeah.
And it's also being kind of twisted into political, too.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. That it's America.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, he hates. Who is he against right now?
It's a liberal show, according to.
So he's a Republican.
The politics, and he's a Republican, and he didn't want to be around those people.
That's probably
in the
exactly
way they
what
acted
it is.
All week.
Yeah.
Hence why, take me back to God's country. So,
we've just given you five different. Yeah, you can go from A, B, C, D, political, whatever you want to, or you can just go with dirty plate at over at Olive Garden. Pick any of those you want. Who knows? I think we covered that well.
I did too. Yeah, I did too.
Big controversy there with Morgan Wallen. Yeah. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie, don't forget, tomorrow's April Fool's Day. Don't fall for anything, folks.
Oh, my God.
The shenanigans are going to be flying tomorrow, so be careful.
You know what's interesting? I was actually having a deep thought about this because I heard Slacker and them talking about it, I think, on Friday.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, I don't think it's funny anymore, only because in my head, this is why. I don't think it's funny anymore because we have the internet now, and there's so many fake, like, an eagle picked up a baby. Remember when I thought that a falcon picked up that baby?
It's April Fool's all year long.
It is.
That's what it is.
So reels, like, just makes April Fool's not as funny because you can never compete with the visual things that are going on with the internet.
Yeah.
Funny you should say that. I've got a piece of audio here. Mm-hmm. This thing was circulating all weekend long. You know, over the weekend was the Tesla fight back deal that was going on all over the country. I forgot what it was called, but it was all these marches at the Tesla dealerships.
Yeah.
Do you know about that?
I heard about, but you know, I was
200 cities.
I was off the grid a little bit this weekend.
No, I get it. I get it. But I'm just saying that this past weekend, people that are pissed off at Tesla, you know, they were showing up at the dealerships all across the country, 200 cities, I think it was, and they were picketing or, you know, whatever they do, you know, boycotting everything that they were doing. Well, there was one video that circulated, and it was supposed to be of a lady who is an elderly lady who gets really upset because her son is parking next to a Tesla truck.
Okay.
Cybertruck, right?
Yeah.
All right, here's the audio.
We are not parking next to that thing.
To what?
I don't want to be anywhere near that thing. I don't want to get out near that thing. Oh my gosh, it's right there. That means they're in there. Whoever it is, they're gonna be in.
So is it fake? Is that what you're saying?
It's fake.
It is? Fake.
It's a comedian. It's a comedian that got his grandmother in the car had her to act it out. Again, every day is April Fool's Day the internet.
It is.
And it makes me mad.
Yeah, because, I mean, the internet has gotten... Oh, my God. The ones I hate are where you don't know the ball's going to be thrown right at you.
Oh, man.
And you
throw it cuts, and it's like, first pitch, right to your dome.
And you throw your phone because you're scared to death. I was like, why would you do that? I mean, I might have reposted it.
Or like that zombie one where it's just like a picture of a...
And then he scares the crap out of you. Yeah.
And that's where you're going to see the majority of April Fool's jokes is when you're going to see posts tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
Not necessarily somebody physically trying to play one on you. It's going to be on the internet. You're going to see so many posts, and everything is fake tomorrow.
Right,
okay?
But I would like some advice. So if any of you have some advice on our text, 303-222-5423, 303-22-ALICE, if you have advice. Because, look, I want to get my kid. I do. So what's a good text? Like a good text I get, because you know he'll forget tomorrow morning. And so I want him to wake up and there'll be a text.
Ooh.
But it's got to be funny. It can't be like, your dad died or something.
Yeah. You don't want bad karma coming back on you.
Oh my God, mom's pregnant. Is that too much?
Yeah, I think
that's a little over the top.
He'll be like, again? No. I was trying to think of like what would
it's,
be.
It's too bad that he has his truck with him.
Yeah.
Because you could have said something happened to his truck.
Oh, because he loves that truck.
Yeah. Like the garage collapsed on your truck.
I know. Like maybe I could say this.
Garage
like,
door.
Hey, I just got a notice because you moved the truck to California. They're canceling your insurance because of the wildfires.
That might actually work.
So you have to leave it back in Colorado. Oh, he'd be so sad.
Wow. That seems like a long walk.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Just to make your kid mad.
Everybody beware. Yeah. Beware. Tomorrow's April Fool's Day. They're going to try to come and get you, man. And it's going to be on the internet. Could be a friend. Just stay on your toes.
Okay, and so we'll already give you one that they're not changing Sour Patch Kids to just Patch Kids.
Yeah.
Right? I tried that one.
True. There's no way that's true.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah. And we won't be playing all country music tomorrow morning and changing the name of our show.
No, we won't be doing that either.
It's not going to be the Flippy and Silly Show.
That's played out.
Yeah.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm going to make a prediction.
It's going to be foggy?
Close. More rock slides on the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had what, like 3 big ones or 2 big ones?
2 big ones.
Yeah.
Highway 6 going from Golden up to Black Hawk.
Yeah.
And then 119 up in Boulder in the canyon up there. Yeah, a couple of rock slides come crashing down. Nobody hurt.
Right.
Nobody hurt, but the rock slides, they're going to happen again.
After a winter where we've had significant snowfall, freezing, thawing, it breaks down those rocks, and then we had rain, and it's just a perfect storm for allowing rock slides to occur.
CDOT's Amber Shipley reports 3 rock slides between Golden and Black Hawk early Saturday morning on Highway 6 and 119.
They had to assist with changing flat tires for vehicles that had damage, you know, tire damage from the rock fall. And then they were able to mitigate those rocks on the roadways using their plow truck.
More to come. More to come.
Yeah.
It's going to be wet and nasty this week.
I hate the predictions, but I think you're onto something.
Yeah. Congratulations to DU.
Oh, wait. What? Oh, sorry. I was still thinking about rocks. What just happened? My head was like, I was just going into like rock talk, and then that just happened. Yes. Congratulations to DU.
Frozen Four.
To the Frozen Four.
Yeah.
Frozen Four.
You know what I don't like? The ambiguous. Yeah. Ambiguous. The weird things that come through your feed or whatever. Like one of them just said, "No way, Jokic." What does that mean?
Watch out. April Fool's.
I know, but what does it mean?
I don't know. No, I don't
know. Do you know anything about "No way, Jokic"?
It sounds like someone bought the fake trade rumor.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
April Fool's.
Did something crazy happen with Jokic over the weekend or something?
Oh, he also made like a half court shot. Like it
maybe
was like a 90
foot. He has been making those.
Okay, yeah. I bet that's it.
Made another one.
Let's talk about the Fartin' Spartans. Yeah. That was my team to make it all the way to the Sweet 16, whatever, Final Four, Final, whatever. And the Fartin' Spartans, they really irritated me.
You're done.
I am done, son.
You're cooked.
Yeah, I am cooked.
You're
is that
cooked.
What, how they say it in the biz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're cooked.
Oh, I'm cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so upset.
March
about
Madness,
that.
We're talking about, by the way, with the brackets. Yeah. JB had the Spartans, and they.
Well, the Spartans.
Yeah, they blew it yesterday. And Spadilla had Tennessee. They blew it yesterday.
Yeah.
I had Tennessee and Spartans. I blew it twice yesterday.
Is anybody in the country still at a perfect bracket? Does anybody know?
No.
Everybody blew them?
Everybody blew it. Everybody has at least lost one. I'm pretty sure. Nobody, you would see it out there if it wasn't.
I would think so.
Because I do that thing just like when I buy a lottery ticket. I have this like thing inside my soul that says, "You're going to be the one that has the perfect bracket." Like, you are, James. You and I'm like, yeah. And then, yeah.
Man, I felt so good about our bracket, too, that I was going to win that sucker. I'd already told Jamie how I was going to spend it.
He did.
Really?
Yeah. I wrote her yesterday and said, okay, Tennessee's going to win the game today, and Michigan State's going to win. Here's what I'm going to do with the money, Jamie. Here's what I'm going to do. I was that confident.
He was.
Wow.
Yeah. Two turds.
Yeah, I know. How much did you lose? $850 or something?
Yeah, something like that. But I was going to use it to pay off NASCAR.
Yeah, because we owe him money.
Yeah, we owe him $500, and Jamie and I can't scrape it up.
Things are tough.
Maybe we should start a GoFundMe page so we can pay for NASCAR.
That's not okay.
Yeah, no.
Just saying.
I mean, people are, you know, have real ailments and stuff.
Well, it is important we have a race car, I think.
Okay. Anyway, just know we're good for it, Nash, at some point.
We'll get back to you.
Yeah, exactly.
DJ and Jamie.
Yeah, I got to show you something, Jamie.
Oh, that again?
No. I've got a text.
Oh, okay.
Look at this text from my wife, okay?
Oh, my God.
Look at this.
What is all that?
And I just got it. I have a condition. And you're not going to believe
me either. Because it's a medical thing?
Well, I think it is, and I think it's real, but you don't, and she doesn't. And last night I kept everybody up, she says, and they couldn't sleep because they kept kicking the bottom of the bed. Restless leg syndrome. Restless leg syndrome. I have that. And yesterday or last night I was twitching so bad, mm-hmm. not tweaking. Twerking. I was twitching.
You were twerking.
Twerking. I was twitching so bad, I kept kicking the footboard on the bed. And I guess when I went to sleep, I continued to do it. And she doesn't believe. So all this is about how restless leg syndrome doesn't exist.
I think it exists, but I think it's more constant. I have never seen you in a meeting or anywhere but wiggle your feet.
Yeah.
Ever.
Like kicked in your feet or anything like that. I think it's more like restless legs, like aches, isn't it?
This guy on Southern Charm, but I also think he's hopped up on some of it. On Southern Charm, he always does this, like his legs are just going, and but he's also been known to, you know, party. And so his legs are always just going. I've never seen BJ out and about. We've hung out for, 10 years? I've never seen, you tell me you have it, but I've never seen you have it.
I have it bad.
But wouldn't I know by bad. All these years we've been together?
Not necessarily. I think there are different...
There's different kinds.
Well, no, I think
there are... Left-legged? Right-legged?
No. I think that, you know, it could be more apparent in some people than others. I think that maybe mine's just not as bad as some conditions are.
Maybe what you're doing at night is soothing yourself.
Soothing?
Yeah.
What do you mean, soothing?
Like, like my son has it when he's studying. He doesn't know he does it, but I can hear him from the ceiling. When he was in high school, you could hear his legs. But I go, why are you doing that with your legs? I can hear him downstairs. He goes, it helps me think.
Yeah, the, like tapping them.
Yeah.
People are so divided on this issue.
Well, it's like carpal tunnel. Not really a fan.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But people will absolutely tell you that if you feel like you've got it, that it doesn't exist. It just does not exist. But I know for a fact it does because I have it.
Can I see? What is some of the research?
Well, here's what, I don't know, Jamie, look at all this.
I know, what does it say?
Duration, impact, RLS can cause long-term discomfort, disrupt sleep, whereas hypnic jerks are pretty, I don't know. All I know is you lie.
I don't believe you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All I know is you lie there in bed and you're trying to not move your foot, leg, whatever, and you just can't help it. There's a nervous, like a nerve reflex that goes off and you have to move it.
I hope your wife is listening because I have a lot of stuff to read from TextNATO.
Good. And the reason I bring this up is because we're in such a heated debate this morning if it exists or not.
I see that.
And I know you're not a believer.
I know that my son does it to think. Like, that's his, he taps his foot and he doesn't know he's even doing it. So I do believe that they're comforting things. I believe in that. I don't think that...
I find that to be more of a nervous twitch.
Maybe. But, I mean... You couldn't hear that you were doing that with the headboard and didn't scoot up on the bed?
No.
I mean, the footboard, and you didn't scooch up a little?
I'm surprised it didn't wake him up. Yeah.
Why don't you get a longer bed?
No. It's the fact that you're just, you know, twitching in bed.
I mean, how big is that bed that you're hitting it?
Yeah, I kind of fall down to the ball. I'm a scooter.
You're a scooter?
Yeah, I'm a scooter.
All right,
bed.
Here it is. Yeah. My husband had restless leg, and it happens at night. He has even tried everything the internet suggests. Water, pills, all the things. It's real. Restless leg syndrome only happens at night usually. That's why you don't know about it, Jamie, because he's you know, you're doing it at night when I'm not around you in bed with you. Let's see here. It's not constant. I get it at night only. Oh my God. You got to read all these. These are crazy.
Maybe it's happening because every now and then I have a dream about you.
No.
And I'm twitching like this.
Well, you wouldn't be twitching. You'd get a pop tent. Pop-up tent in the sheets. That's what's happening.
Maybe that's why my wife's mad. She knows that when I start kicking, it's I'm thinking about Jamie in my sleep.
Oh, my God. She's just throwing up right now. Read all these. Some people say you need magnesium. Other people say you're low in iron. Man, there's a lot of advice right here. I have it too, BJ. It's absolutely misery. You can't stop it. The more you think about it, the more you do it.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, and so many people believe that it doesn't exist, that it's absolutely made up.
Your wife.
For an example, well, you're right. No, she does.
Is she thinking that you're doing it for attention? Because I do think my sister sometimes gets it, and I'm like, you don't have that.
No, there's...
Like if we're ignoring her. She's in, you know, by the pool.
Pay attention to me.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
My wife works in a hospital, so she thinks she's a doctor. Well, she does. She does. And she's looked up this this thing called hypnic jerks.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. Maybe she's just trying to call me a jerk in some way.
Yeah. So is that like because you're jerks. Is that something that happens in your sleep? Because I get that, like where you feel like you jumped off a building.
Yeah. You're falling. Yeah.
That's what she's trying to equate it to. And that's not what it is at all.
Yeah. Because sometimes I get trapped where I'm in a dream and I can't talk or do anything. I'm like in a coma.
Yeah.
And I'll actually yell out help and it'll wake me up.
No kidding.
Yeah. Ask her what that is. Psychosis.
That's terrifying.
Because after all, she's a doctor. She works in a hospital.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.